Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omid Aleph. The Isla rewrite the Imis, and it gets disgusting. V'hadi kari lahacha piha yafa, and that which is saying over here, it's calling it as like literally a nice mouth. V'hacha piha ra, another place like a bad mouth. It can be farish ba'ozel, as the Gemara explains as it goes on. Piha yafa is the less like riri, it doesn't have the spit coming out. And piha ra, and the bad mouth is the little daik ba'ochel, it's not careful and eats whatever it can get. Ochel kaisum barkonim, it'll even eat thorns and thistles. Mastis in the Mishnah. And its assumed use is for firewood. Umuksa, therefore, it is muksa. And now the person wants to lie into manane when he shakes it. So it should be really flat and soft for lying down on. But yodo the muksa because it is indeed muksa. With his shoulders. In that normal way of moving it. The low shemei tilta, which is not called moving, meaning not called halachically moving, which is a problem with muksa. Why use this word shoulders? Possibly it's the best way of doing it to get fit for lying down. Osha haya lov kar osadin, the gole daite, the axi lishchivo. Now he's shown that he wants it, he's designating it for lying down. Me'ata, teres klilov, and then it has the status of a halachically being called a kli. Machbish is a prisha, it's like an ancient iron. Shnei levochim aruchim v'kvedim, it's two long beams that are heavy. V'sardim begodim ala tachtayim, and you place the clothing on the bottom one, v'maridim ha'elyon alav, and you press down the upper one on it. V'kvedim is a begodim, how you say this, and you're going to stick them down because you're going to put in pegs also. Sh'yesh amudim kfum minu kopim ba'arba ha'piyos. Sh'achatatayim, because you're going to have these set holes and poles on the four corners of the bottom one. V'helyonim minu kevis ba'arba zivil seho. And the upper one has holes in it on the four corners. But oil over you read this ba'amudim, and it goes up and down on these poles that are attached to the bottom one. Ukfima shahu writes a lichboish, as you want to squash them down. Morid over you put down the upper one, but teichiv yasev benekiv ba'omud v'inu yichalalalas, you stick a peg into the pole, and therefore it can't be brought back on. Matirin is a machbeish shenaitel is a yosid. You take that peg v'hu niter. Now it's opened. The hainut sarach Shabbos, which is for the needs for Shabbos, shenaitel is a kinu, because you're going to take the clothing from underneath it. Avolol koyfshin the hainut sarach hol, because if you're pressing it now, it's for your needs for during the week. Shel koyfshin lo yigah, but mifnei shehu also the sakin habogadim, because that's meant to fix up the garments. So toichel b'chazok, and you really stick it, pressing down hard. Mahadik, and you tight v'atarishel, and opening it up. Then the stira is comparable to stira. Gemara. Hai puglo tznun, it's a radish, atemin bekarko, you're storing it in the ground, the sky in order for its shalask, shabola chalzel, and you want to take it out, malamayin lalamata, from the upper part to the bottom part, it's shari. Im hayu rosha malamayin, if the head is going to be on the top, oiksa lalamata, and the stem on the bottom, but chalzel merosha ha'ovi, you're going to pull it up from its wider head, tchila first, oiksa nimshachachra, and the stem is going to be pulled up from behind it, mutter, that's mutter, fish, hagumo, rechova, mulamaila, because the hole is wider on top. Maybe it's using a kakin at moving the ground, the dirt. Kishilu shemta, when you're pulling it out, imholtza, mulamata, lamaila, if you're going to remove it from the bottom to the top, then shetachtaina, notam, mulamaila, because you're putting it upside down, veresha, yoina, shehu, ov, and the upper part of it, which is wider, is nosan, lamata, is put in the bottom, behu, shemta, and you are slipping it out, mesefa, the veresha, from the end to the top. Also, that's usher. Why the fish had gumu katzar melamayla? Because the hole is going to be narrower on top. Because shul chutz, when you're pulling it out, mace is offering, you're moving the dirt, metaltling you, and it's a tiltel. That's what I have the tiltel in the tzadhu. And even though it's a not normal way of moving it, shmei tiltel is considered. That's considered halachically moving it, but usher, and it becomes forbidden because of the muksa. Tnina l'dolo k'rav Nachman, k'rav Nosson, k'rav Nachman. The ilum is nisin shemei n'dolo shmei tiltel. Because our mission shows that it's not considered moving it. The katani men neil b'gufu, because you can move it with your body. Vedic Daik is a careful chad the love toichen, who is not considered grinding it, elo kachia is considered a not normal way of doing it. Kedika mishani shelo berchayim shelo mumduchi, not in a grinding stone or in a mortar and pestle. Losu daleamos maim shelo, the water that's on it. Kadochi koichai, that's a maim daleamos. By walking into the river, you're pushing away the water, displacing the water for amos in the river. This because you're building, and this because you are leveling out the holes. It's not normal to have intent for this. We pass on Kamishim that if you don't intend to do the malacha, it is mutter. Bekir, the eights, hamuta ala karka, it's a wood that's placed on the ground. Apuma the lachayish al mavli, it's the vertical pole that's on the edge of the mavli. The lucky care, because since you're sitting right by that edge, there's no hecker anymore. It's not recognizable anymore about the separation between the alleyway and the public domain. Udur is muchin, is a fabric pieces, shesleisim behem pi apach, that you close up the opening of a jug. Shesha is a pach, is a jug. Mechasasoy, meshapshah, you're going to rub it a lot. Memifnim delo mechuchumilso, that apparent is chazuyik. Malabi, to look like you are whitening and washing it. Malabi mamish lahabi is not considered full fledged washing. The ain noisin shamayim, because not putting water there. Kiskas is tummy lug mechabes. Rubbing it is comparable to, seems to be similar to washing it. Avolo yashin shakofol, that you're peeling it for habi memachik, and it is the malacha of memachik. Guf mem aleph, omud beis. Memamagara luchadish to a new one. Because the shoe is getting is benefit from it, and you're now doing of ibud on the shoe. This algum is calculating the roll on it. Katabla is or shaluk is a cooked hide. Shoisim mimenu mishtachos, you're going to make carpets from it. The shulchan ulamita for a bed or for a table. Elo tzachsucha loshan the mutter losuch shemen l'rag. We don't say that it's permitted to rub the oil on your foot. The noisim is l'chaminal and put it into the shoe. Elishim is chayv on the tzachsucha l'minalif. And unless you're trying to brighten the shoe, tzachsucha b'sharim is chayv. If that was what your intent was to brighten the shoe, ha'ika l'migzer atol avda. We should definitely make a gazera. Rabbinic Isser on this, because he might come to actually work out the height. It's not that there wasn't so much oil on that's going to come off his leg that would actually work out the height. It's only going to come and brighten it. But he, in truth, did not even intend to brighten it. A person with a small foot shouldn't go off the shoe that's much bigger than his. Why? Mishum did not from a raglan. It's going to come off. It's going to fall off his foot. For asi l'suri, it's going to come to carry it. Av yotzi b'chalak gadol, the lo nafum in it, because it doesn't fall off him. L'mishul for the asuri, lo chashim. We're not worried that he's going to take it off and carry it. L'okay or b'shuk, he's not going to be naked in the market. Merupat is karu melamayla, it's torn on the top. The gnaihu, it's something which is embarrassing to her. V'chichaychalu, when people laugh at her, shofel she'll take it off from Eisel and carry it in the public domain. L'sachsel bo l'chatchila, v'lab na'al ma'alihu, because it's not a complete shoe. B'menal chadash, can the mafarish for us, as we explain as we go on, shalo yitzel b'modim, but you haven't worn it yet on Erev Shabbos. So b'ishak, I mean, we're talking about a woman, to the isha mekapedis, I mean, b'chab b'lamidus ragel, because a woman really cares more if the shoe is not exactly the way her foot size. Avol yitzel b'kfar, if she already went out on Erev Shabbos with it, hekirba, she already knows how it feels. The mechabin hula, that it's an exact measurement for her. Oz, in the mekapedis, and she doesn't care. Imus is the former, that's the shoe form that you put the shoe on while making it. Rabbi Elazar Matar Alma Lav Kli. Who, you see, it's not considered a vessel, but Shabbos Nami also Tatl, and Shabbos is also going to be forbidden to move it. Hanichel Ravo, the Omar Beperkola Kalim, in the previous name of the Perkola Kalim, the Avarish Malachta La Isser, something which is a muksa because you use it normally for something that's Osir and Shabbos, Bain Shoot Sarkhlesh Tamish Bagufa, what do you need to use it for itself, like a hammer to smash a knot? The gufa shel kli of the actual kli, bein she'ein l'tzarech elo mekomo, or you just need the place where the hammer is placed. It's still mutter l'tzal, you're allowed to move it. Me'achar she'teres kli, because it is indeed a kli. Shaper, ikel u'kmi l'hot l'tani shemtin k'rabban. He can work out this thing which says that you can take the shoe off. Is going like the rabban. They came into klihu since the kli, the imus nami klihu, and the imus, the shoe form, is also a kli. V'afal gav to malachto, the imus is the iser. Even though the usage of the shoe form is for something that's also, which is l'sakim in olam. To fix and make shoes, metalton lahai imus. You can move this imus. Why mishum sarech mekomo? Because you need a place where it is. The hainu minal, which is the shoe there. She imus nosim losechem. The imus is put inside of it. El abayi, but to abayi nihi nami the minal shal the imus the rabbanon klihu. Even though the shoe which is on this shoe form, to according to Rabban, is didikli imus miyamal achdal iserhu. The imus itself, the shoe form, is something which is used for iser. V'zeh shashamit mina, this is the guy who's taking the shoe off it. Esemenal is taking off the shoe from it. Enot tzarek l'gufo shel imus. He doesn't need to the shoe form itself to be for any purpose. V'hechim et adle, how can you move it? V'rofoi shemenal nishmat me'el, but the shoe can come off on its own. Enot tzarek l'tatle imus, you don't have to move the shoe form. Halav ripui lov al kach ha'taymus mishum. The imus also tatal tzarek mukayman. We're forced to say the reason is because this imus, the shoe form, is also to move just if you need a place where the imus is. Hach kasina here, Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Elazar. Who? Ki omro le Rabbi Yehuda lahu de mathlig bein rofa l'sheinu rofa. That which is said to according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's differentiating between whether or not it's tightly on or not. So Rabbi Elazar, Amar, he's saying according to Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar minal shala imus lav gamar klihu. He says that the shoe on top of the shoe form is not considered a finished kli. Kolz man shemuchuser hotzos, so long as you haven't taken it off. Lenin Shabbos nami osla tatalo. So then, with regard to Shabbos, is also moving mishum the lav kli, because in itself is not a kli. And we're coming to teach you the rofa lav mechuser hotzahu. And if it's only loosely on the shoe form, then that's not considered as if it's missing, having taken it off. From the tatzon, you're allowed to move it. Deal with rabbanu, because if you're going according to rabbanu, alfa gav the ain roughly mutter. Even if it wasn't loosely attached, it would be mutter. The time of the shein roughly also, because the reason why if it's not loose, it would be also the Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Zamishim. Imus is that who is that because of the imus el mishum min al gufis, the reasoning is because of the shoe itself. Hachan lochtelin, we finished perik noitel noitel v'ha'even biyodoi, this is the mishnah v'chotzer in the courtyard v'lo armin in the metatol v'even, you won't say that it's as if you're moving the stone imat tahira agav ha'tahira, incidental to the tahira v'agav chulin, incidental to the chulin aval tmeya v'apinashi, but if it's tmeya on its own labastotahu, it is not, this is truma tmeya, it's not something which you're allowed to move. Achmel is a meduma t'chusa truma, this is what's meduma, that's a sell's worth of truma shenafu l'kuf shel chulin, it fell into 100 saw of chulin, the kaimel and the oil that then becomes bottle mutal halois l'sa truma mehen v'shabbos, you can take out the saw of truma from it on Shabbos v'yil ha'chulin mutarin, you can eat the chulin l'armin, and we don't say masakin that you're fixing up the chulin. The Gemara, my first time, the Gemara will explain the reason. Gemara, the start of the Gemara. Chayiv mishum kis, lo mishum tinek, but not because of the baby, because the first also, as the Gemara explains, mishum kis, miyachayiv, but because of the wallet that you have over there, you will be chayiv, lo armin, iu lo mapikle, elatino kamapikle. You don't say that he's not taking out the wallet, he's just taking out the baby. L'kami parach, lo mamasisim, we're going to ask from our Mishnah on it. Potter, l'kami completely, because the first also, as we explain, in the continuation of the Gemara. Mita l'gabi chayi mevatale, lo. To be incidental to it, shahari tzarchle, because you need it. Malacha she'enu tzricha legufa lemoitzi meis lekarvu, and taking out a dead person to bury him. Malacha she'enu tzricha legufa, that's the malacha. You don't need the actual tutsa'ah outcome of the malacha. The Amar ben Amistin, as we said earlier in Perkam Mitzvah, the kishcha hayotol b'tzvaro the sachik boy, and the wallet which was hanging on his neck to play with it. Agav morare. Mevatale, because he's a bitter, he's mevatale. The gabitin shemes the kni of that died. V'lo chashav leila, he shites, and it's not important to him at that moment. He's planning on leaving it there because he's so upset. Ve'evim miyodlem in the shari lebetiltol b'chotz. This is allowing you to move it in the courtyard. Shrami no laf kaman the nokat lo ihula evin. I mean, we see from this that it's not as if he's taking the stone. L'gabit kis heichem mechayves lei. With regard to the wallet, how can you say that he's chayv? Betin k'sheish lo kaygu and alav shim lo yitalenu. And if you don't. Then if you don't take him, Yachle is going to get sick. Since there's danger here, Chazal did not insist that you have to worry about moving something muksa when you're not doing it directly. And even though it's not really danger to the kid's life, it's just danger that the kid will get sick.